Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lo Nishmas. I'll be Yaakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Chagiga Daf Yudalit. The Gemara at the end of Mut Beis brings the famous story of Arbo Nichnasu LaPardes. There were four Chachamim that went into the Pardes and they went to do something. And they were Ben Azai, Ben Zoimo, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva. And when they went there to that place called the Pardes, that's when things went wrong. And Ben Azai, Ben Zoimo, and Acher did not make it back in the way they came in. One died, one lost his mind. Ach Yotzo Tavas Ro, and the only one who made it was Rabbi Akiva. Rashi and Toysa here say that Pardes is that they went up to Shemaim. Toysa says they didn't mamash go up, but they went up to a place where it's above this world. The Maharsha says that it's called the Pardes HaChochmo V'Chochmas Elokus. Talk about Chochmas Hashem, something, an understanding, an avona, that's what they went into. And really this is in Kisvei Ha'ari, this sugya, the story of Arba Shechas HaPardes, is a very deep and big sugya. The Arizal here in Shah Ma'amori Chazal and in other places expands upon it, obviously in the way of the Arizal, in a very deep Kabbalistic way. And the Leshem, the grandfather of Eliashiv, wrote tens of pages to explain this Gemara. And we'll take a little bit of what Rabbi Seinu opened up for us, a little bit of Vilna Gaon, a little bit of Megala Mukos, and some things that I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zatzal, just to give us a little bit of a framework of what's exactly going on over here. The Arizal says that Arba Shechasu LaPardes went in to fix Chet Adam HaRishon. Chet Adam HaRishon is not only that he ate from Eitz Hadas, but that eating really reflected something that he did in his Avodas Hashem, something to do with Soitus that he was involved in. And he did something improper, explained that Arizal, and therefore that's what caused that terrible punishment that we have throughout the world. The Arba Shechasu LaPardes came to fix that, to come and try to attempt to fix Adam HaRishon, but it was too early. The world is not ready yet to attack and hate Adam HaRishon. Now it's brought down that Adam HaRishon was supposed to get Torah. Chazal tell us, the other issue would not be chayte, he would get Torah, but he lost the Torah. So part of what was missing from what other Marisha was not able to accomplish is the real kinyan at Torah with all its chalokim like it was supposed to be. That was not did not happen through other Marisha. The Ariza explains how each one of these Tanoim went to fix something Kabbalistic, some kind of a yichudim they were supposed to do. If you look at the Leshem, it goes in Arichus Neiroa to explain the avoid of each one. But to bring it closer more to us, the Vilna Gaon in the Megala Mukos say that what they wanted to accomplish was the full Kinyan HaTorah. And that's what the Pardes stands for. Pardes is Pshat Remez Drasoid Kehadua. So they wanted to be koine each one of the Chalokim of the Pardes to get to full Kinyan HaTorah. So also the Sefer told us Yaakov Yosef. Also he says the same idea, but he says it on his own. He says, that's what I think, that's the pshat. He doesn't have another source. But we know the Vilna Gaon and the Megala Mukos say it as well. So the four Tanoim here, each one wanted a chap to catch on to one chelak of Torah. And one agedoma to the four chelokim of Torah. The Vilna Gaon explains, pshat is the gateway to drash. Pshat is a simple understanding. Drash is to come in Doimish, to come to see what's beyond the words. Similarly comes the part of the Soidus HaTorah. We have Remez, which is the gateway to Soid. Because the Remez is the hint, as we mentioned earlier, Shurim, it's the Mashal. And then the Soidus is the actual Nimshal, is what you could come understand from the Remozim. Now the way to divide the Tanoi into these four Chalokim of Torah, and this I heard from Ramosh Zitzal, is as follows. Ben Azai is the one who is called the Shakton. The Mishnah in Soita, and then the Soita says, Mishemeis Ben Azai Botlo Shakdonim. He was the master. He was the one who learned Torah as Torah. And there in Soita also it says, and Toysus brought it earlier in the Masechta, that Ben Azai held that every woman should learn Torah too. Chayav Odo Lamed is Biter Torah. Meaning, Benazi was the simple pshat of Torah. That's what he was koine, that's what he was oimel on. It's also explained in the Leshem. That was the midah of Benazi. So he took the pshat of Torah. Ben Zoimo is the drasha of Torah. The same Mishnah in the Sota says, Mishemet ben Zoimo, botlo adashonim. Throughout Shas, we have Dorsho ben Zoimo. Ben Zoimo is the drash of Torah. So Ben Azim and Zoimo go together. They came to take two chalokim of Torah, but they were not ready for it, and each one of them perished in one way. The Marashah brings over here, the Ben Azim, when he saw the Gadlus Hashem, he just couldn't sustain himself, he couldn't stay where he was, and he left his body to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Misa was just the Ava that he had. And Ben Zoimo was darshining, the Drasha, the way what he saw up there in Shemaim, where they were, the Drasha just took him out of his mind. He was not able to sustain where he was. Then comes the Remez and Soid of Torah. Remez is a hint. Remez is not a clear word. And that's why by Remazim is where a person can make a terrible mistake. That's exactly what happened to Acher. Acher misunderstood what he saw, and as we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem in the next year, a little bit more about Acher. But Acher did not understand, because when you speak about Remozim, Remez is a hint. The hint can lead you to the wrong direction. He took that to the wrong place. And the only one who survived is Rabbi Kiva, because he was coined the Torah Sassoit. And what comes after the Vilna Gaon, the Megal Amukis, the only way to really try to go up to these heights of Soidus HaTorah, the Soidus HaMerkava, is only when you're being in the level of Soid. Any other level of Torah, you can't connect to what they saw in Shemaim. And as the Gemara goes on to explain more, they saw the Maaf Matat, and they saw and they couldn't understand what they saw. And when you are in that in the level of Soid, you can't get it. So to summarize, the Arba Tanoim went ahead to take each one of Chelek of Torah to bring a Tikkun to Chedot HaMarisha. But it was too early and they were not ready to do it. And therefore they were not successful in that attempt. And three out of the four went wrong because they had the Chalokim of Torah that are not able to connect directly to what you could see up there. Pshat, Remez, Drash. The only one who survived this experiment is Rabbi Akiva, who is the Soidus HaTorah, and that you connect to what you could see in that place. This is a little bit some of the crumbs that we see from Divrei Rabbi Seinu, a little bit of what this sugya is talking about. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.